What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy special Friday broadcast of Psychic View. I decided that it was time that I did another live broadcast because I haven't been able to do that for a few weeks. It's been a very, very busy October. Blessings. Thank you so much, universe. And I had something very special happen in October. A dear friend of mine nominated me to the mayor to have a day named after me. So October 30th, 2023 is officially Mystic Mona Day, as proclaimed and declared by the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. So it was probably the big exciting thing that happened this month, as well as doing the annual Night of the Witches, which every year, this will be in 2024, the 8th annual Night of the Witches, and the date is set for October 30th, 2024. So if y'all want to plan a trip to Vegas, get dressed up, be in a costume contest with $1,100 worth of prizes, might be the time for you to book your visit to Vegas. So I'm going to go to the callers. I have somebody here from, I'm going to go right to 702. Let me see. Let me get her on the air. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. This is Sarah. Long time.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Fan.
So what's your question today?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your proclamation from the mayor of Las Vegas. That is truly an impressive accomplishment, and I'm certain very well deserved.
Oh, thank you. It's actually hanging in my office, along with the being honored by the mayor in 2018 for some of the charity work I did for Help of Southern Nevada. So thank you for allowing me to gush about that a little bit more. So what's your question today?
Well, I've had quite a year, so I'm guessing as I'm winding out the end of the fourth quarter, I was just wondering what's the most important thing the universe needs to tell me right now?
In this next quarter?
It's just between now and the end of the year. Anything new, exciting?
Okay. All right, hold on. It says pay absolute attention to what happens by coincidence. It looks like you're going to get some very inspirational ideas that you hadn't thought of before. You have both cards that talk about coincidence being your best friend. It's funny because in traditional tarot, there's a card called the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune is the luckiest card in the whole deck. Now, sometimes it's connected to actual gambling luck. In your case, it's connected to business luck, being in the right place at the right time to take advantage of a moment. You also have the minor version of this card, which in traditional tarot would be the Two of Pentacles. And you have both cards here. So what it says is up until recently, you've been a little oblivious to the blessings that the universe is trying to give you right now. And these blessings are going to happen by you paying attention to what seems to happen in the moment. So let's say I like to shop at Ross on Tuesdays because I get my senior discount. Right. And I'll go to Ross on Tuesdays, not because I have anything in mind, but that I want to see what might be there. Well, that's kind of an example of what I'm talking about is paying attention to the moment and going, oh, my gosh, this would be great for so-and-so, whoever so-and-so happens to be. Or it's something that you might be able to use down the road. One of the times I was at Ross recently, I found this lovely little witch's shoe vase. Well, that's perfect for me to take to events. So what your cards are saying here is that you are doing a really good job of freeing yourself from any burdens of the past and that you need to dismiss those little devil thoughts that come into your head that you have no control over and instead pay attention to the new blessings that the universe is about to give you, because what these cards say is that you're about to step into the spotlight connected with your work and it's going to be incredibly powerful and fortuitous for you.
Well, that is about the best news I could get on a Friday. So thank you so very kindly.
All right. Well, thank you, Sarah. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from area code 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tim from Florida.
Oh, hi, Tim from Florida. What's your question today?
My question is, do you see me traveling a lot next year?
Okay, hold
and
on.
Why?
Let me see. All right, so I'm drawing your cards. So there are some very weird family politics going on in your cards here.
Lord.
And what it says is that you're being guilted into an obligation connected with the family that you know you need to do it. You don't want to do it, but you know you need to do it. So what this is saying is that you get guilted into travel or doing some favors, obligations for family because the family feels like you owe them in some way. So it feels like a little bit about being stuck between a rock and a hard place. So the way I would temper that, if I were you, is I would have other things already on the calendar for that, whatever they are. It could be that you volunteer for a special event. It could be that you do some other things that are beneficial to you. But what it's saying is that you need to have other things already on the calendar so that you have an excuse to not travel at the drop of a hat for a family issue. Now, what's interesting is I don't see it being a passing. I don't see it's an emergency or somebody that, you know, decides to transition to the other side. What I mostly see is this sort of feeling of you owe us vibe. So that's why I'm suggesting you have other things on your agenda that make it easier for you to say no.
Okay, that makes total sense.
Okay, because here's the thing. It's almost as if, I'm going to say it like this. It's a family final exam for you that you help out when you can through the year, right? But you make sure that you're not available right at the drop of a hat. So if you were to get a phone call and someone were to say, Tim, we need you to be here next week, you need to say, well, actually, I can't come till the week after because I'm doing this special event where I'm at right now, or I volunteered for this special event and they've already got me on the program or the agenda, and I can't not do that. All right. So it's not an emergency where there's an illness or even a death. It would be more like, well, it would be really helpful if you came to visit right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just got a call 3 days ago asking me to do this.
Oh, how funny. Okay. Well, the interesting thing is that there's only a couple numbers coming up in these cards, but the one number is a number 3 reversed, which means it's a feeling of celebration, but it's reversed, which means it's a feeling of obligation.
Okay. That
all
makes
right, my
sense.
Friend. You
thank
got,
you.
You got
have
this.
A great day.
All right. Thanks
yes,
for your call.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye now. All right. Bye. I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to area code 518. Hello, 518. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, Sarah. My name is Val. I'm from New York, and I'd like to congratulate you on your day.
Oh, isn't that fun? Oh, my gosh. I think I'm the first intuitive ever to actually have a day named after her.
What an accomplishment. That is fantastic. Congrats.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you to say that. All right, well, what's your
question?
You're welcome.
You're allowed to gush. my question, this is pertaining to someone. And
okay.
It's been quite a while since we have been able to talk on a friendly, nice, happy level. I'd just like to know kind of what's going on with him in life and if we will reconnect on a friendship level, just, you know, on a good, sincere friendship level.
Okay, so slow and steady wins the race with him, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a card here that talks about he wants, okay. You know how there are people that are in your life that when you think of something, that's who you call, right? There are some people that categorize friendships in a certain way. Mm-hmm. What I don't want to have happen is I don't want you to be the person that is his sounding board or his rescue intellectually or emotionally in any way. So when you get that vibe with him, like when you see he's calling, and you get
well,
that
vibe.
Well,
he doesn't. That's just that he doesn't call. We haven't talked in a long time or has been very negative. Bad.
Okay. So. It sounds to me you've already met the karmic obligation with this person. So the thing is that what I would do, and again, I keep getting this vibe of you honoring your own intuition, is it really worth it for you to maintain some sort of acquaintance or good relationship? Because there's another man here coming towards you that actually fills the role of companion or friendship or even something more. That's on the heels of you resolving this other relationship.
And I do get what you're saying, but I worry about this person, and I would like to sincerely be only their friend. We've tried the other thing, didn't work, but I worry about them, and not that I need
okay.
to rescue them.
Okay, so I would do, if I were you, I would just do a little homemade ritual where you bless them into the universe. So the best way to do that, and I'm just going to give you this little mini ritual. I mean, I wrote 9-day energy reset, but that's for a whole other thing. But the mini ritual is that you get up in the morning, you light a candle, and you send him a blessing. You just send him a blessing. You don't reach out. You don't try to call. You just send him a blessing. Because what I keep getting here in your cards is that you have the opportunity to have the kind of relationships that you've earned and deserve at this point. And for someone that is very troubled, like he is, he's troubled. That's not your fault.
No.
Right, but that's the resolve you need to get to with that relationship.
Okay. And as soon as you do
the little ritual where you light a candle, you say his name, and you bless him into the universe, and then you start looking for this other man. And matter of fact, he might already be around you, but he feels guarded or held back because he doesn't feel that you're totally available.
I have no men around me at all.
There's
zero
a new one coming.
No.
Nope, there's a new one coming, and it comes on the heels of you resolving this other one.
Okay. I would love to resolve this other one, but like I said, I would like to sincerely be his friend. Like, just be a fun guy, you know?
Mm. Okay, sometimes the pendulum has to go all the way to the other way before that can happen.
Okay.
So I'm suggesting you release, and then if he steps forward, then he's ready for a friendship. But I don't want you to chase. I want you to be open and receptive.
Yes.
All right, my friend.
Yes.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you. God bless.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right, I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to area code 470. Hello, 470. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Gina, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. So what's your question
today? You're so blessed. I just want to know, what do you see around me? Do you see money coming my way soon?
So let me ask. Hold on. I'm
going to
ask about the subject of money. So, I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, all right? And in the Osho Zen Tarot deck, there is an extra card. The extra card is called the Master. Now, what's interesting is you've been able to talk to God or Spirit or the universe or whatever you call it since you were little. That you and God have this open line of communication. You don't need organized religion in order to have that vibe. It just happens with you. What it's saying is that there is a door about to open for you in a lot of ways, financially, emotionally, romantically, family issues. There's this huge door about to open for you. And what it says here is that it allows you to draw more of what you want to you. So I would go back into how you talked to God when you were a little girl, because this is saying that over the next 7 weeks, there's some really good news coming towards you. So while I don't see necessarily that you buy one lottery ticket, quick pick, and you win it, what I do see is there's some sort of open invitation that makes you more comfortable connected to money in some way.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
See you later. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702. Okay. Hey, it's Mona.
How are you today?
I'm great. Yeah. What's your question?
I have questions around family and reunification.
All right. Let me see what it says in regard to family with you. Okay. So there's been a lot of pain caused to you by family. And what it's saying is that it's not new pain, it's old pain. And it's saying that the most important thing you need to do is be very disciplined with your emotions and start looking at your family like it's a business deal. Your family owes you blessings, all right? Now, some of the blessings are not very comfortable, all right? But they're to show you how resourceful and amazing and awesome you are, because it's actually tapped into your own psychic gift, that it's your ability to manage things that you wouldn't have been able to manage had your upbringing or this situation been different. But these cards are talking about blessings falling on you specifically because of what you've learned connected with your family.
Okay.
So it's kind of a big deal. The other interesting thing is that at the beginning of the program, there was a gal that called in, and I told her that coincidence is going to be her best friend. Well, that's what it says for you, is that there's going to be a moment that you get to take advantage of because you set yourself back and you start looking at your situation and your environment and the people around you very objectively, and you start looking at how this whole environment is the perfect situation for you to move forward. Now, what's really interesting about your cards, and you didn't ask about this, but I'm going to throw it at you, is that you have the card of the entrepreneur in your reading. This is the card of someone that starts her own business or his business with all the resources that you were naturally born with. So there's something that you will do that ends up being incredibly successful because you finally decide to do it. And if I'd have gotten a hold of you right out of high school, I would have told you to go into psychology, counseling, maybe even after you got your psychology degree, go into a life coach kind of environment. Because what this is saying is that you have this way of cutting right through the bull crap with people and getting to the truth of what they need to face And it's an incredibly powerful gift.
Interesting. I didn't expect to get picked, so my original question was going to be on that subject, but then when you got me on the phone, I froze.
Oh, that happens with people because, you know, I always take new callers first. So I noticed that your number was a new number, so that's why you got on the air, my friend.
Awesome.
All right, but thanks for the call. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay,
you too.
Bye now. Okay, bye. I've got somebody here from I'm going to go to area code 415. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. What's your question today?
I would like to know of a kind of similar to the past callers, a spiritual gift or a creative gift that I would could be in my next career phase that I haven't used yet or is coming out.
So your cards say that you're fighting your blessings. And it's interesting here because right smack in the middle of this spread of cards, you've got the happiest card on the whole deck. And in traditional tarot, this is a card called the Sun, right? So,
oh, yeah.
It's the best card. It's like the happiest card in the whole deck. Now, the cards on either side of it, one is called procrastination. The other one is called jealousy and envy. So smack between on the other side of each of the each side of the card called the Sun is these cards that talk about you looking at what everybody else is doing instead of actually sitting in your own fabulous, unique vibration, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there's also a card here of a lot of people owing you favors. So it's time for you to call those in, right? It's time for you to call in your markers, basically, and ask people how they can help you. Now, one of the examples of that, because any step in any direction at this point with you, Catherine, is going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
The vibe about that would be that you look at the friends that are around you, and you might even start with LinkedIn. You look at the friends that you're connected with LinkedIn. You look at the places that they work. Then before you reach out to the friend, you go to that website where they work, and you see if there's a job that you might want. You apply for the job online, then you go back to that friend and you say, by the way, Janie, I just applied for this job and I'm wondering if you could put in a good word for me. Because the thing is the thing I worry about you the most is that when you worry about money, you cut off your amazing energy. So, when you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off. So if you're not worried about money, the more creative side of you will come out. It's interesting because there's going to be a show at the Wynn of this. He calls himself the alchemist artist, and the example photo of what they showed of one of his work is it's a bunch of butterflies. But when you look at it, it looks like a woman, but it's all made up of butterflies. It is one of the most profound pieces. And I'm sitting there thinking, it makes me also reflect that a butterfly cannot see her own wings.
No.
And I kind of want you to sit in that moment for a minute. Because what I keep getting is that we got to get you not worried about money so that the creative energy will flow towards you. All right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 470 area code. Hello, 470. Who's this?
Hello, Betty. Hi.
This is Betty?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Betty. What's your question today?
I would like to know what's going on around me. I have so many questions. I'd like to just read the card and see what's going on around me.
Okay. I also get... There's a man around you right now that seems to be, and again, I got to go to the money issue here. There's a man around you right now that is very, very cheap, very frugal, thrifty, stingy with money, all right? And what I don't like about this guy is that it's not that he doesn't have it. He does. It's just everything has a price tag connected to it first. So This is somebody that I would like you to take a little bit of a baby step back from because I don't like that energy with you. See, the thing is that it feels like there's been a lot of doing things the hard way with you, Betty, and it's time for you to look at things the easy way. What can come to you easily? What can you do that's organic and fabulous and natural for you? Because these cards are talking about it's leading you towards something that you really want, and the power number here is the number 2. So I don't know if it happens in 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 months or the second of the month, but the power number is 2. So it could be that there's a friend that the second person that bridges you to something that you want. So my first suggestion for you would be to spend the weekend calling people you haven't talked to in a while just to see what they're doing, just to catch up, not to ask them for anything, but just to catch up. Because what I'm getting is that there's something that happens within this number 2. Again, 2 weeks, 2 days, the second of the month, 2 months. It's something that happens within the next couple of months that it actually allows you to feel connected and engaged again, which is the biggest thing I see for you. So I hope that helps, but I have to end the program. So thanks for calling in, Betty. See you later.
Oh, thanks a lot. Bless you.
All right,
bye
now. Have a great weekend. Bye now.
You too.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
Hey there, it's Ellen Kay, and I want to know how you panda. I like to start with a chow mein base, a side of fried rice, then a corner of orange chicken, another corner of honey walnut shrimp. Add your cream cheese rangoons and an egg roll or two. Chopsticks, let's go. Panda Express has something for everyone. However you panda, get rewarded for it. Unlock surprise gifts and exclusive benefits, and all you have to do is download the app today. Get started at pandaexpress.com.
We've reached a defining moment in the fight against Alzheimer's as the FDA continues to approve new medicines to treat patients in the early stages of this fatal disease. So why is Medicare limiting coverage of these new therapies? Join the partnership to fight chronic disease to encourage Medicare to help provide the coverage that patients and families need. Visit pfcdalz.org to learn more.